You are listening to Classical Mornings here at the new Classical FM, now currently in previews. At the Five Points Theatre in beautiful Barrie, Ontario, is Northern Lights, a play written and directed by Alex Dalt, the artistic director of Theatre on the Bay. It's described as a stoner comedy farce inspired by the infamous Molson Marijuana grow-up bust of 2004 in Barrie, Ontario. And Alex joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? I mean, you had your first preview last night. How are you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good. Our audience was actually the backers of a medical marijuana company, MediPharm.
Okay.
Is going public at the end of August.
Right.
So everyone there has kind of a vested interest in the marijuana industry.
Right. So this, take our listeners back. For those who haven't or have forgotten about it, this incredible bust in 2004.
Yeah, so in Barrie for decades, we had the Molson Brewery, and it employed like 150 people. In around 2000, it closed down.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 years later, January 9th, 2004, the headlines are massive bust at the Molson Brewery. And they had discovered 30,000 marijuana plants, an operation valued at over $100 million. It was the largest marijuana grow operation in North America.
In North America?
That's right. Yeah, in Barrie, Ontario.
Of all places.
That's right, yeah.
How did it go so undetected for so many years?
Well, that's what no one could figure out, because the Molson Brewery is within view of the 400 highway.
Yeah,
so if you're driving by on the highway, you can see it.
Yeah.
And there's lots of reasons why. There were other people renting out this building.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a coffee company. This really stinky coffee is being kind of ventilated all the time. So that smell is muffling the cannabis. Also, it was a very sophisticated operation.
Yeah.
The way it was wired up, the guy who wired this thing was brilliant. He was from Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
He really knew what he was doing. He'd set up operations like this all over the country.
Wow.
Came in, they paid for their electricity, which is
if
you're going to run an illegal grow up, you got to pay for the electricity. Otherwise, they notice that,
yeah.
Right? The city did notice that a lot of wastewater was going into the sewers, and over $1 million worth of wastewater. And they're like, what is all this?
Wow.
So what the people running the grow op did was they tapped the spring. Molson Brewery was built on top of a natural spring. They tapped the spring to source their own water right out of the ground.
So this, I mean, it sounds like it's a madcap farce, but this is genius on the other hand as well.
The
actual operation?
Yeah. I mean, doing my research on it, they went undetected for 3 years. There was a reason why it got that big. They were very smart at what they were doing.
So you took a look. I mean, your theater in the Bay is known for doing, you know, Central Ontario stories.
That's right.
Local stories.
Yeah.
So you came across this, and I mean, was it your initial intent to write it as a farce, a comedy?
I think because at that moment, Barrie experienced a whole bunch of scandals at the exact same time. There was all kinds of stuff going on. We had a scandal with, we had a bunch of Rodin statues, and they were all found to be fake. So I'm like, imagine if all these things were connected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you were saying, it's ridiculous that no one realized this is going on.
Yeah.
So I imagine this kind of comedy of errors where a Barrie mom accidentally stumbles into the grow op. She's through a series of misunderstandings. Mm-hmm. She's mistaken as a drug lord. So this local mom is stumbling around in the grow up, and they're taking her orders, and she does not realize what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Thinks it's a garden center.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, she's there trying to, she gets a phone call from her son, who actually does work for the grow up, but she doesn't know.
Okay.
And he's been arrested in Michigan. And he calls her and he says, Mom, I'm in jail in Michigan. Please come get me. And she says, well, I'm going to go to your company and I'm going to make them pay to get you out. So she comes in really incensed and mad, and pandemonium ensues.
So for something like this, I mean, casting is a huge portion of it. Tell me about your leads.
So Tim Walker is anyone who goes to see theater in Toronto would be familiar with him. He's a hilarious comedic actor, like almost a genius at comedy. He plays DEA agent Bill Jablonski, who's a sort of Keystone cop.
Right.
He's got the scent of this grow up, and he's trying to, you know, take it down. Mm-hmm. But he can't remember anyone's name. He gets things confused. And he ends up, spoiler alert, he ends up eating a whole bunch of pot brownies.
Oh.
And there's a sequence where he just essentially ascends to nirvana.
That's pretty good. Yeah. And how long have you been working on this particular play?
The idea came to me in the fall.
Right.
When it seemed like legalization was
sure.
a sure thing.
Sure.
At the time, it seemed like legalization was going to be in July. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, wouldn't it be awesome if we had this show right in time? And then, of course, the Senate. I mean, sober second thought.
Right.
It got delayed to October. So I might bring it back. I'm still thinking about that. We'll see how. I mean, we've almost sold out every ticket.
That's great.
It's very popular. There are still some seats left mm-hmm. to it. The idea was just to do something to coincide with legalization.
Yeah, give our listeners an overview of what your season is like this year. Like, people here in Toronto might think, well, you know what? I'm going up to the Cottage. I may as well stop by this theater.
Absolutely. So this season we had two pieces on, two shows.
Mm-hmm.
The first, and the way I would distinguish it is there's a show about Mary O'Brien and there's a show about Mary Jane, which is Northern Lights.
Oh, okay.
So the show is called Mary of Shanty Bay, and uh-huh. it's totally different from this farce thing. It's about a woman by the name of Mary O'Brien who is, she comes from England,
mm-hmm.
is in Thornhill, and then marries this guy who's going to settle the frontier, which is... today, Shanty Bay, which is just outside of Barrie.
Right, right.
So it's kind of more of like a Little House on the Prairie type of story,
cool.
right? Of just survival at what that time was kind of the edge of the world.
Oh, big time.
The British Empire,
big time,
right?
Yeah.
So those are the two shows that we've got on.
So you opened your previews last night and you run through until a week from Saturday. And there are tickets left.
There are absolutely tickets left. So if you go to www.theaterbythebay.com, you can still snag them. Sunday, 8 p.m., mm-hmm. there's definitely some room that night. This week, it's looking pretty tight otherwise.
That's great. I mean, that must be so gratifying for you.
Absolutely.
As a man who not only is artistic director of this company, but you wrote and directed this as well.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, and they love me.
Yeah. I mean, getting audiences out to the theater is a constant challenge
sure.
for theater artists, right?
Sure.
And, you know, when I came into my position, we were doing Shakespeare. And I kind of realized this isn't really taking root with Barry audiences the way it should.
Right.
So I shifted to local stories similar to what is going on in Blythe with the Blythe Festival.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is just, you know, you're telling the stories of the people to the people.
Yeah.
Whether that's stories about World War I, whether that's stories about how the city came into existence or the railroad or a marijuana grow up, we're kind of developing an oral history for Central Ontario.
I think that's fantastic. I want to wish you continued success. And this certainly sounds like it's a hoot. And I urge listeners to check it out and get in some of those last remaining tickets. Thank you so much for dropping in today.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Been speaking to Alex Dalt, the artistic director of Theatre by the Bay in Barrie. Their production, Northern Lights, is in previews right now. It continues until the 28th at the Five Points Theatre in Barrie. You want to get some tickets for this? And why wouldn't you? Because it sounds like a lot of fun. Go to their website, theaterbythebay.com.